Chapter 7 The Adept. Obek awoke. In the darkness of his confines, he tried to discern as much as he could. The room he was in was small. Certainly he was underground, for the light was artificial and the air was bad. The walls were bare and nondescript metal. Out of instinct, he reached up for the helm that was no longer there.
"Don't concern yourself," said a voice from the shadows.
The speaker came forwards, also without a helm, and a grizzled face inked with Chthonian tattoos was revealed in the half-light of an overhead lumen strip.
"This room is rat-scrubbed. You don't need your armor."
His warplate was etched with scarification, not the ritual kind the salamanders usually wore on their flesh, but rather the scars earned from battle. Sharp, silver flecks marred already dirty green and black legion colours. Kill markings proclaimed a legacy of war and death.
"How many of those were my brothers?" Obek asked,
suddenly aware of the fact that he was bound and seated. The Sons of Horus legionary regarded the markings that had drawn the drake's eye.
"A fair few."
His answer showed no malice or sadism. It sounded almost regretful. The blade in the legionary's hand suggested he wasn't about to see the error of his ways and surrender, though.
"How many shot or stabbed in the back?"
He met the salamander's gaze, and there was a coldness in his eyes that told Obek this legionary had long since transcended pride or remorse. He could not be goaded.
"Fewer."
"What do you want of me? Why am I here?"
The Son of Horus looked down on his prey.
"Not to kill you," he replied,
then regarded the knife. The blade was notched and the metal stained dark.
"All evidence to the contrary. I've been asked not to kill you. Not yet, anyway."
"Who are you, legionary? Do you know you address a brother captain?"
"I am Rako Solomus. And I do, which is why I won't dishonor you by asking what you are doing on this world now. Once we begin," he said, "you will try very hard not to scream, but I want you to know there is no shame in it, not here in the pit. No one of your legion can hear you. No one of your legion is coming to save you."
Obek smiled, despite the pain of his battle injuries.
"It won't matter. I won't talk, and you will have changed nothing. The fight will continue without me."
And then Solomus said something that quelled the fire in Obek's blood, turning it to ice in his veins.
"Well, the war is over, brother. Terror has fallen. Horus has already won."
The cold, mechanical eyes of the adept regarded the prisoner and his warder. It had been several hours since interrogation had begun in the pit, and Regulus had shut off the audio inside the small observation chamber. Solomus had been right. The salamander's legionary had tried not to scream. More impressively, though, he had succeeded. Whatever physical pain his torturer could bring to bear, this Raz Obek had an answer to it.
"I have always admired the tenacity of the 18th Legion," said Regulus,
his mechanical voice issuing from the cowl of his black robes. So deep was the hood that it betrayed no sense of his face, and his robes were voluminous enough to suggest only the vaguest humanoid form. Regulus, though, had transcended human form and humanity itself long ago. If nothing else, the mechadendrite arms that came through a gap in his robes and folded across his back were testament to that.
"It is a risk to let them live," said Vosto Kernan, his warplate and Sons of Horus livery battle-worn.
He had a sharply trimmed beard and cleanly shorn scalp. The Eye of Horus had been shaved into his left temple, and the only gang tattoo he had was one of a writhing serpent over his left eye. Regulus smiled beneath his hood, his shiny metal digits clicking against the ivory staff he clutched in his right appendage.
"Great reward comes at great risk, legionary captain."
He had said that before, to the Fabricator General of Mars himself, to Kelbor Howell. It was as true then as it was now, and the memory of it, and what transpired soon after, sent a frisson of pleasure through his electrical field.
Like the vaults of Moravec, the Lord Drake's arsenal will harbour many secrets.
Save your aphorisms. I will only be sanguine once we are into the vault and have plundered it. Regulus ceased his tapping, and heard Kernan unclench his teeth a little.
You sound sceptical.
We should hunt them down.
A wounded prey is a dangerous one.
Regulus scrutinized the salamander's legionary through the blacked-out armor glass. Precisely.
And how wounded are you, legionary captain?
Kernan scowled. What? His hand went instinctively to the gladius sheathed at his hip.
That is to say,
Regulus elaborated,
how many men did you lose when the salamanders escaped? Tell me something. Is it harder to fight an enemy whose back is not turned to you, and whom you only slightly, instead of outrageously outnumber?
You dare! Kernan snarled.
Chemicals are flooding your bloodstream, said Regulus, as your keenly honed biology reacts to your anger. The gladius you wear is 4 finger-widths out of its sheath, but you will not act.
How can you be sure?
Because I have all the power here, and I wanted you to be reminded of this fact.
The shadows of the observation chamber turned red at the adept's words, and the growl of servos from a mechanized presence sounded behind them. Kernan slipped the gladius back, but the anger was slow to subside. Regulus read it in the sudden increase in testosterone in the air. Heartbeat, temperature, surface perspiration. The adept had constructed a complete biological map of Kernan's emotional state in nanoseconds. He knew what the legionary was about to do before the legionary did.
Watch your tongue, adept,
Kernan said, turning to leave the room. He eyed the giant Castellax battle automata Regulus was using as an enforcer, but the cold steel construct gave no response save the unwavering glare of the red optics in the servo skull recessed below its dome-shaped head, and the nascent threat of its formidable armaments. A factorum marking had been steam-seared into its carapace in low Gothic. It read, Cronus 6. A sound very much like laughter issued from Regulus's voice modulator at Kernan's threat.
It's a figure of speech,
he said, putting on his war helm.
Indeed.
As Kernan left, Regulus turned his attention back to the Salamander's legionary under the tender mercies of Rako Solomus.
I think you've suffered enough,
he murmured to himself, the Kestalax behind him standing cold and impassive.
Let's see what knowledge Solomus has bled out of you.
Obeck knew pain. He knew it like the feel of his sword's grip, or the heft of his bolt pistol. So the pain of a hot blade in his flesh, or a fracture in his bones, held little concern for him. Still, he barely registered the stranger admitted into the chamber. An adept of the Mechanicum, swathed in darker robes and carrying a skull-topped ivory staff. His fingers, if they could be called such, were more like spindly arachnoid limbs than anything remotely human. Even his voice was a facsimile.
You can stop now, legionary,
he said in a calm but mechanized cadence. Solomus looked up at the interruption, paused, then meticulously began to gather up his several knives. There were flecks of Obeck's blood spattered over his armor, evidence of a task diligently performed, if unsuccessfully.
Who are you?
Obeck growled through bloody lips.
The one who promises he can end the pain, if I reveal what I know.
He laughed. It hurt to do so.
What I know can't help you,
he said, sparing a glance for Solomus, who had stood aside for the dark-robed adept.
You had us surrounded, outnumbered, and you still failed to kill us. What makes you think you'll do any better when we know you're coming?
The legionary's face remained impassive, but Obeck saw the tremor of irritation in his jaw and silently celebrated this small victory.
So you might as well kill me now.
The adept drew closer, almost scuttling instead of walking, though Obeck could see no obvious sign of locomotion because of the long robes. His face was similarly obscured by a heavy cowl, though something glimmered in the deep shadows beneath it that could have been the adept's eyes.
"What did he ask of you?"
he asked simply. When Obeck frowned, creasing the blood on his face, the adept asked again.
"What questions were put to you? I would like to know."
Obeck grimaced, then gestured to the blank pane which he knew his captors lurked behind.
"Weren't you listening?"
"I prefer to observe without audio."
Obeck sneered, his predicament loosening up his usually stoic demeanor.
"You cannot find it distasteful."
"I neither find it one way or another. My preference is based on the most efficient method of gathering data. What remains unsaid or unexpressed can often be more telling than that which is revealed under torture."
"Fascinating."
"Your sarcasm is noted."
"Good."
A thin mechadendrite blade snapped out from beneath the adept's robes.
"To answer your first question, I am Regulus, Martian emissary to the War Master, amongst other things. I do have a promise also, or rather, to be precise, a proposition. But first answer my question. What did he ask of you?"
Obeck leaned back in his seat. The bonds around his wrists and ankles were strained, but still held.
"Nothing."
"Indeed. You are right again, Legionary. There is no knowledge you possess that can help us. I merely wanted Solomus to hurt you. To see you hurt. I am gathering data on pain, especially that experienced by transhumans. I want you to know that you were invaluable to my research. But that is not the sole purpose of your continued survival."
"Should I be relieved?"
More sarcasm. Obeck had decided torture had that effect on him. Zen would be proud, if he lived. The adept didn't respond. Instead, he turned to Reiko Solomus.
"Can he walk?"
"Not immediately. Given time, he will heal."
Regulus nodded.
"No matter. Kronos will carry him."
"Are we going somewhere?"
Obeck asked.
"I said I had a proposition for you,"
the adept replied. And there was a brief flare of light in the optics Obeck now saw under the black hood. He knew nothing about mechanical emotional impulses, if they even possessed any. But he swore it felt to him like amusement. Kronos dragged rather than carried Obeck from the cell. His armored feet dug furrows in the dirt at first, and then scraped against metal as the terrain changed. He had been half-conscious throughout, the pain of his injuries finally telling after he'd resisted it to show no weakness before his interrogators. As he blinked awake again, Obeck realized the air had changed. No longer the stale subterranean odor he had experienced in the cell, but the smell of oil and machinery. He felt a thrum through the metal floor under his feet, heard it buzzing in the walls, and knew they were still underground. Every few meters, he managed a step, trying to gauge the strength in his legs and how fast his enhanced physiology was healing. Too slow to mount any kind of escape. He was alone with the cybernetic and its master, who scuttled out ahead of them, but he was still vastly outmatched. He had seen Castellac's battle automata in action during the Great Crusade before the war. This one had been slightly modified from the versions he had seen previously. It had a left-arm power glove with minutely articulated digits, seemingly as dexterous as any human hand. The right arm ended in a circular saw appended to its main reactor core. A twin-barreled heavy bolter jutted out from a mount on its right shoulder. Against something like that, unarmed, he might as well have taken his sidearm, if he knew where it was, pressed it to his temple, and pulled the trigger. Obeck embodied Salamander's pragmatism as much as any legionary of the 18th, and right now it was telling him to be dragged and see what the maniac in the black robes wanted to show him. It wasn't long before he found out what. The adept issued a blurt of machine noise, and the Castellax came to a halt at the exact same moment as its master. Despite the ambient noise and the ever-present throb through the metal, it was abjectly dark, and Obeck felt almost too weak to raise his head anyway. All he could see was metal and the blood trail he had left behind him. At another binaric command, the Castellax seized Obeck around the jaw.
"You decided to kill me after all,"
he snarled, bunching his muscles as he prepared to die fighting.
"No," uttered Regulus. "I ordered Cronus to lift your head. Stop struggling. Look."
Obeck did as asked. Though the darkness made it hard to discern exactly where, he realized they had come to the threshold of somewhere different entirely. Whirring, clicking mechadendrites broke the silence as Regulus interfaced with a control console in one of the walls. A harsh light filled the chamber soon after, as phosphor globes flared to life with an angry fizz of ignition. Blinking back the painful afterimage seared against his retinas, Obeck finally saw what it was the adept had wanted to show him. A gate. An immense, impregnable gate that had to have been fashioned by the hand of a Primarch, such was its artistry. His Primarch. The icon of the Lord of Drakes and his legion was emblazoned upon it, sunken into the metal. Austere, formidable. Through the fanged maw, Obeck saw a void, a mechanism, esoteric in design.
"My proposition is thus," said the adept. "Open this door, and I'll let the others live."
It was here. The Mechanicum had found it. They just couldn't access it. The rot, Obeck realized.